USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily extended the stay on abortion pill restrictions. The extension runs till Friday night. It's a movement to give the justices more time to consider the issue. A Republican plan to raise the U.S. debt ceiling is being unveiled by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He said the legislation will provide $4.5 trillion in savings and return discretionary spending to 2022 levels, capping spending to 1% per year. McCarthy also wants to roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The White House insists the debt limit must be raised with no conditions, which McCarthy calls unacceptable. Tyre Nichols' family is suing the city of Memphis and the officers involved in Nichols' death. He died 3 days after being beaten by officers during a traffic stop in January. The five officers allegedly involved in the beating pleaded not guilty to murder charges. They are set to appear back in court on May 1st. A GOP-led hearing into the Biden administration's withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan is going on today on Capitol Hill. Defense Department Inspector General Robert Storch told the House Oversight Committee that the U.S. war was a strategic failure.
The U.S. supported Afghan government and military collapsed almost immediately as U.S. forces began their final withdrawal from the country.
Storch said the chaotic withdrawal was the result of many decisions made over the course of four presidential administrations. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. launched his 2024 bid for the Democratic nomination for president in Boston today. Kennedy talked about the war in Ukraine and poverty in the U.S.
57% of Americans cannot put their hand on $1,000 if they have an emergency.
Kennedy is the oldest son of late New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy and the nephew of President John F. Kennedy and Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. He also runs an anti-vax charity, which many Democrats have criticized. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As tax filing season comes to a close, Americans are seeing smaller refunds this year.
The IRS said it has processed about 69 million refunds through April 7th this year for a total of nearly $199 billion. That's around $23 billion less than last year's total of just over $222 billion. The average refund check this year has been just under $2,900, which is a 9% drop from last year's average of a little more than $3,300. The tax deadline was midnight last night to file your taxes for 2022 or file an extension, which will get you six more months to finish and submit them. I'm Skip Kelly.
Gas stations in South Florida are beginning to get gas shipments, with only three terminals at Port Everglades still closed. But Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says people hoarding gas when the stations receive those shipments is contributing to the fuel problem.
Please only purchase gas when you absolutely need it. Overly stocking up on gas is creating an extra strain on the delivery system. In other words, there's no need to panic.
Storms and flooding last week in South Florida led to the gas supply issues. Apple cardholders can now open a high-yield savings account. Apple is partnering with Goldman Sachs for the new account, offering a 4.15% interest rate. Originally, cash back earned from using Apple's credit card went to users' Apple Cash feature in their wallet. Now that cash back can go directly into savings. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.